If you turn on the TV these days, you are almost as likely to see a sporting event as to see the latest about the war on terrorism. Commentator Frank DeFord says that's because sports fulfill an important role for so many people.
More than at any time in history are more of us devoted to some team. In the World Cup, in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, in the other Americas, or here in this neck of the woods in hockey and basketball championships. And the baseball season is in full swing. Other leagues carry on everywhere, other games, other races. Tiger is at the tee. The lingua franca of the world is a cheer. Sports fans, of course, are commonly derided. The extremists amongst them are employed as models for the whole cohort. Fans are portrayed as violent hooligans or as shallow imbeciles with no sense of proportion. There he is, the fat fellow in the Barca lounger, munching candy, swilling beer, pudgy fingers on the clicker, oblivious to family and all other persons not dressed in numbered uniforms. But that's a cheap characterization. No, I'm sorry, but let's hear it for the Red Wing fans in Detroit and the Azzurri faithful in Milan and the Mariner admirers in Seattle and all the others, wherever in the world they care about their team. I suspect that most people who grow up as sports fans learn loyalty and learn to endure defeat and learn to deal better with the vicissitudes of life. For all that sport teaches its participants, I'm not so sure that it doesn't instruct its devotees even better. I've always found, for one small example, that while women are supposed to be the sweeter flowers in the garden, the men who grow up sports fans tend to be the most sentimental of all God's creatures. You learn to love and you learn to dream when you're nurtured as a child, caring about a team and suffering with its defeat and daring to anticipate its victory. I'm sure those experiences make fans more romantic, even more generous and understanding. And in a world so fragmented, a team unifies. Sports fans are social creatures, our best busybodies. That's why I'm so dubious about all these fantasy leagues, rotisserie baseball and the like. They're insular rather than embracing. It's my team, my players, my victory. Teams aren't meant to do that. They're meant to do as they're doing now in this June of 2002 to help us find common cause there with one another. No, not to escape from the anguish of the world, but to find within ourselves together how to care and how to share something passionately so that we may transport these sensitivities to where it matters more in the larger fullness of our lives.
Comments from Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU, Fairfield, Connecticut.